Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and important news you need to know. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Over the past 10 years, the federal government has admitted to almost every kind of market rigging, including stock prices and interest rates. It has subsidized and bailed out banks, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, the housing industry, and automotive companies. The feds have manipulated commodity market prices such as oil by using the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. Though the government will admit that it has intervened in almost every market niche, officials still claim that it has not touched gold. The Gold Antitrust Action Committee filed a Freedom of Information Act request on the U.S. government's gold swap arrangements and activities. Eventually, the Federal Reserve was ordered to release a document that disclosed the existence of a secret 1997 meeting at which U.S. officials discussed gold swap arrangements. Paul Volcker served as a U.S. Treasury Undersecretary and as Chairman of the Federal Reserve. In his memoirs, Volcker discussed the 1973 revaluation of the U.S. dollar, expressing his opinion that it was a mistake the U.S. government had not suppressed the price of gold. Recently, a journalist wrote Volcker with further questions on this opinion. Volcker replied 2 weeks ago, stating, and I quote, "The U.S. has not, to the best of my knowledge, intervened in the gold market for more than 40 years." Volcker's statement was a lie. An official United Nations 1981 document posted on the UN website named Volcker as the fiscal agent for the U.S. Treasury in matters related to gold swaps and with the Bank of England. After Volcker's deception was reported on January 31, the link to the UN document was disabled within hours. When the UN was contacted to ask about the disappearance of this document from the website, an official supplied an alternate link to view the document. You may ask why the U.S. government would deceive the public over its manipulation of the gold market, given the openness at which it intervenes in other financial markets. The answer is pretty basic. The price of gold is effectively a report card on the U.S. dollar, the U.S. government, and the U.S. economy. The higher the price of gold gets, the worse the U.S. looks. If the U.S. government looks to be in dire straits, investors are going to demand higher interest rates on Treasury debt. Foreigners will become more aggressive at repatriating $4 trillion of U.S. currency, which right now serve as an interest-free loan to the U.S. government. As more information confirms surreptitious U.S. government suppression of gold's price, more investors and central banks will dump their dollars for other safe haven assets, like gold. That's it for this time. Tune in again Wednesdays and Fridays for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing and Premier Coins and Collectibles in Delta Township. Thank you for listening.
The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.